Sometimes I wonder where I've been, who I am, do I feel it? Make believing it's hard alone out here on my own. We're always proving who we are, always reaching for that shining star to guide us light and guide us home out here on my own. But when I'm down and feeling blue, I close my eyes so I can dream of you. Baby, be strong for me. Baby, belong to me. Help me through. Help me need you.
So I want to ask really quick, on. Which version is this? Is this Mariah Carey or Irene Cara?
It was Nori Norton, as in 3RW, from the updated version of the film.
I forget there's so many people that sang that version of the song, and I absolutely adore it. Every version I love and adore. Mariah's version is cute too. Mariah's version is really wicked, cute.
But like, I was watching... Yeah. You know when you wake up in the middle of the night and random things are on your TV screen?
Yeah.
I must have been watching something else, and then it switched to that on my Prime. And I haven't seen that film in ages.
If you're listening, you don't know what that song. That's from Fame, iconic.
That's from Fame, like, iconic song.
The girl, Fame. If you don't know about the Fame, like,
I'm gonna live forever. I'm gonna learn how to fly high.
Hello, everybody. Hello. Hi, how are you doing?
Hi.
It's the gays, the girlies, the days, the dems.
Them hi. Girls.
Hi.
Them girls, welcome, them. Welcome to another episode of the Alphabet Mafia known as the Loud Brown Gays. My name is Sebastian Edwards, your sometimes host, sometimes not host, sometimes guest, sometimes not guest. But once again, we're the host of today. And I'm here and with the one, the only... The most important member of the Loud Brown Gays, where he is today, because he's the only one here other than me, Nick Charles.
Well, hi. I don't know. Listen, Madam said she needed a day off. She wanted to, you know, have a bit of self-care, well-being.
I saw her face in the gym, and I was like, are you okay? And she's like, mm-hmm. She did the eyebrow thing where her lips don't move. Yeah, well, she's very, you know, white woman angry at the supermarket. So I just leave her be.
She's pissed off.
Mm-hmm.
She is more pissed off than an old woman with a coupon that expired at the till.
Listen. Mm-hmm. Right, and you know what? The worst part is, it's about work, not a man. So that's not good, you know.
Sad. Right. I want to... I don't want to start this episode off too deep, but I just want to say something that there's a little story from, not, I wouldn't start from the street, but it's just something I realized lately. No, I have no story. No, I do. Actually, I do. The girlies that came to Homo Electric last week, Friday in Manchester. The London girlies, it was so good to see you guys. You know who you are. The black girls came up on that fucking Avanti train to Manchester for Homo Electric, and we had a lovely time.
Mm-hmm.
Rory, Brendan, Chris, Darren, Matty, it was lovely to see you boys. And they were like, where's Seb? I was like, Seb's in London. Seb's not going to get a train. He's going to the one in Manchester, in London when it comes up.
Yeah, I'm going to the one in London because Seb is going to Berlin in the end of the month and has to save his money.
We black up the place on Friday. Let me tell you something. We black up the place. You literally just see the swarm of black gays just going through the crowd. We fucked the place up. And you are going to play Beyonce at the Homo Electric and the girls not lose their minds? Come on, girls.
What did they play?
Come on, girlies. They play in my house. Don't fuck in my house. And the girls lost their shit. Because you know we don't hear that very often out in Manchester.
No. Listen.
And the black girls lost their shit. And I wasn't DJing, by the way. It was Kyle. Shout out to Kyle. Shout out to Kyle. I see you, girl. She got that train from London. She brought that tunes up here. Love it, girly. Love it.
Fair enough.
Love it.
So, I have a story from the streets.
Oh, do tell. Do tell.
So, for those of you that live in London, you will know that this weekend was a double whammy of gays. So, it was
Le Lache
and it was Royce. On.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
So, as of last week, you would have heard where I work, the gayest gym in London. So, I was in the gayest gym in London, and when it comes to that Saturday when Royce is on, you cannot move because the bees are in their hive and they're getting their worker bee movements on and they're lifting and they're sweating and they're pumping and they're tearing their pussy out to make it a new pussy before the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So they were just there sweating away.
Can I just ask, was everyone doing their pelvic floor movements to tighten up those bussies?
Pelvic floor thrust. Yeah, it's a double whammy of the titties and the asses, yeah? Because if you're trying to get on a cable machine on a Saturday when there's a race, you're out of luck. Because them girls are bending and snapping and flying everything together.
Out and bad.
Yes, like, on both ends, front and back, they're making it clap, yeah? Right, clapping their hands together and clapping their ass cheeks. That's what they were doing on Saturday. It was absolutely ridiculous. I literally, it was like, you know those games that you used to play when you were a kid where you all used to have to lie on the floor and one person used to have to make it across the room without touching anybody?
Yeah.
That's
the floor is lava, some of that.
Yeah, the floor is lava. I can't, man. The games were just gay. And I would have to say to this white guy, yeah, this straight guy was like, oh my God, it's so like. And then he looked at me and I was like, the word you're looking for is gay?
Yeah.
It's gay. Yeah. It's really, really gay.
Yeah. Let me find the word for you.
Yeah, I'll find the word for you. So the gays clear out. It's finally the time for us to like close down the gym and stuff, right? And I go downstairs and then I come upstairs. Because I was like, I forgot something. You know when you got in your head, you forget something. And there's these two gay guys that look... One looks like the boy from Peter Pan. Yeah?
Which one?
Like, you know the boy that goes in... Before, not Peter Pan himself. Like, Wendy's brother or something, yeah?
Yes.
He looks really sweet and cheruby innocent. And the other one... looks like a very young Harry Potter, yeah?
Oh, God.
So just imagine these two twinks, yeah?
Yeah. Right?
The Milky Bar kids and Harry Potter, yeah? And they're walking down the stairs in front of me, yeah? Next minute, you know, when I say Harry Potter's got his fingers down Milky Bar boy's pants.
Ooh.
On the middle of the stairs.
In broad daylight.
In broad daylight, on the middle of the stairs, right? Right? This man. Jail. Is fingering this boy's bum, yeah?
Right? No.
I'm like, I was like, excuse me. Sorry. Can you do that at your home, please? Like, and they were like, we're sorry. I said, you're not sorry. You're many things, babe, but you're not sorry. But also, just before you go downstairs and use the equipment, can you wash your hands? Thanks very much.
Wow.
When I see the gays at my gym are gay and gay and gay, yeah? And...
Jail. Jail for everybody. In broad daylight, you know? Wow. Not you fingering this man.
You know when you see, I saw the hand movements, yeah? The man was trying to go deep, yeah? It wasn't just a light touch. It wasn't just a brushing, ooh, yeah? He wasn't
in
just
there,
putting...
Look
it wasn't
coin.
A frosting of that cake, you know? Yeah? He was dipping his finger in the pudding and licking it clean. That's what he was doing.
Wow. Yeah?
He was licking at the bowl. Yeah? You know when you get your finger after you made the cake and you lick at the bowl? That's what this man was doing to this boy Batty on a bit of the stairs. But I'm just like,
mm-mm.
Ladies, some decorum. Yeah?
Mm-mm.
One, because I know mm-mm. it is that nice bit of time, yeah, when the steroids yes. are steroiding and you come yeah. out of your holes and you've been
and
together
it's getting
for...
warmer.
And it's getting and it's, warmer, you know, and you've been together for a couple of months, and you're feeling mm-hmm. all the joys of love and Christmas. But let's be honest, and let's be real, yeah? Some of you mm-hmm. are not going to make it to Easter weekend, yeah? Some of you are not going to make it to Bank Holiday Monday, yeah? Some of you, yeah, will not make it to May Day, and most of you will not make it to London Pride. So why is your finger in this boy Batty in the middle of the gym when in 2 months' time your finger will be in somebody else's Batty in the gym and you'll right? be having to look across the gym at this boy and remember fun
and
days.
Hurt your own feelings.
Okay, cool.
And hurt your own feelings.
Okay, cool.
These girlies, enjoy the moment, but... We know not gonna laugh.
It's my favorite thing at this time of year, right? Is watching all the gay couples do the prancy prancy. Oh, let's go to the gym in our matching outfits. Let's wear the same thing together. Let's all have the same hoodies. Oh, let's have the same shorts. Oh, let's have the same caps so everybody knows that we're a couple looking like Mm-mm. 2 5-year-old twins. And then. Then watching one of them discreetly go opposite to the toilet and suck someone off and then come back upstairs without wiping his mouth off. And then also watching how quickly they break up by the time summer hits and their games have hit down. But you know, I'm just a bit of old single queen. That's just what I see. Yeah. That's just what I see.
You're just stating facts, girl.
Facts are facts, America.
Facts are facts, America. Facts are facts. Now, I want to tell you something, actually. I don't understand where it is. I don't understand what's happening, right? But I was trying to get my head around, like, around what this whole recent thing when there are people that are fighting down the black girls because they sing a little song and it went number one. Let me tell you what it is. I saw an argument happen on Twitter the other day with the girl saying, oh, well, Beyonce shouldn't be singing country music. There are other people out there, yada, yada, yada. And I just want to say something. It's not Beyonce episode. It's damn in the head this week. It's not what it is. I just want to say something very loudly and be right with it.
Okay, cool.
Country music, as you might know,
mm-hmm.
you think it might be, oh, it's a white cast. Because that is what it's been like for a long time. But Texas, where country music was born or originated from, is where Beyonce is from. Mm-hmm. Secondly, music on a whole is an art form. And it's very subjective, which means that because of different individuals in music branching out into different genres, they have then become sub-genres. This is why you have soft rock. You have pop punk, you have R&B and slow jams. All these things because music has different genres. If a black woman decides to sing a country song and it goes number one on the country charts, whose fault is that? Not ours. You, America, you bought it. You supported it. And you're all upset with the woman because she's number one? These girlies.
I would just like to say two things to this conversation.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Shania Twain is Canadian.
Mm-hmm, correct.
Taylor Swift
is
from Pennsylvania.
Thank you. Okay.
Mm-hmm, Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. Yeah? Which is near New York, people.
Mm-hmm.
She's an East Coast bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Keith Urban.
That part.
Is from Australia. Beyonce. Is from Texas. So this out of the all same. The people that I've named, yeah, just now, yeah, who is it that is the more authentic person to be singing country music from the place for which it has been created and come from.
Thank you. So what's your problem here?
What is your problem? Your problem is very simple, that you don't like the fact that a black woman has entered the space. Your problem is very simple. You don't like the fact that Beyonce has entered the space. Because once Beyonce has entered the space, you know that where Beyonce goes, other black girls will follow. But it's okay.
Correct.
You know why? Because other black girls were already there. Yeah.
Correct.
Nicki was already there. Yeah, and there's other black girls that were already there. Yeah, mm-hmm. K Michelle was already there.
But thank you.
So, it's not for you to be telling anybody, yeah, that is Southern or black, that they can't be doing country music. Yes? It's very simple. Save your MAGA hats. Because you're going to need them. Because Mr. Trump is going to prison and you're going to have to whip rounds. Yes? Save your audacity and your capacity for when you need it. Yeah? Because you're going to need it very, very soon. Listen, he should be going to jail for those shoes. Have you seen those Roger Ranjit looking gold shoes that he tried to produce?
Not him, not realizing the woman's his wife's own name.
Oh! What wife?
Not the wife, the woman.
What wife?
Melania. He called her by the wrong name the other day, though.
Yeah, because he hasn't seen her in years, babes. He hasn't seen her since the last time he was the president. She got on the plane when the presidency was over, when she handed over to by Jill. Yeah, she said, "Hey, Jill, here's the keys to the house." Yeah.
Bye.
I haven't seen a Byron. I haven't seen a Melania. Yeah? Where is she? Literally. Where is your wife, sir? This is a cold case ready to happen.
Where is your wife?
Yeah? Like, I'm not being funny. It's not even like we're playing Where's Wally and there's loads of these white women for us to pick out for, yeah? You are standing there with, like, dust to the wind, yeah? Where is Melania?
A mess.
Seriously, Nick, even the other day I was watching something and I looked at him and I was like, where is that dusty bitch that's nominating Armani? I haven't seen a stiff fringe and a dry coat in a while. Where is she?
Not a stiff fringe. You tell me they couldn't even pay a little Tony and Guy for that woman haircut, or even a little supercut. Oh gosh, man! Listen, oh my days.
She had to protect her hair. Who knows what she's gonna do with it? Like, everything doesn't move. The face doesn't move. The hair doesn't move. She's just done it. So, yeah. She's looking at the little eye.
And she had that really, like, that lazy coochie eye, like.
They have the same pout. Literally, it's like they're both. They do. They have the same pout. They're doing the same selfie face. Like, he's pushing up his lip one way, and she's pushing up her lip one way. And between the two of them, they've only got half a lip between them. But, like, where is she? Like, she's gone.
They need to get half a mil between them. Inject that lip, hunty.
Listen.
Half a mil, honey.
Melania has done the best scam ever, yeah? Because either...
Of course she has.
I don't wish this on her, yeah? But either this girl is so far under, yeah? That she is further than a nuclear bunker. And her body will never be found, yeah? Or she has spent the last 5 years where he giving all the dirt on this man and recording everything, yeah? Every dirty thing he's ever asked her to do, yeah, has been recorded and filed away. And she's there going, do I need to stand behind you? No, because I have videos, babes. I know what your head looks like without your hair. That's what we do.
I still think it's hilarious if I can actually... She literally stole and recited Michelle Obama's entire, remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Stole the entire fucking thing and was like, I'm just, not even change a lot of words.
Why does she need to, babes? This is why it's genius. Because she's like, I don't care. Let the people know that I don't care. Like,
that is a badass move, eh? Imagine stealing an entire speech and using it as your own a year after the Obamas are out of power. Bold-faced bitch, and I love to see it.
Yeah, but what's she going to do? Like, she's got so much Botox in her face. What's she going to do? Cry? Like, that is happening. It doesn't move, literally. The mouth opens and closes. Like, what's it? You know, the Christmas toys, the nutcrackers. That's it. It's just like the jaw opens and closes. Nothing moves. The hair doesn't move. The face doesn't move. The eyebrows don't move. Like... Are you having an orgasm, Malala? Yes.
No, man, do what she had to do. Now, I wanna talk about something because we have like 9 minutes left before we wrap up.
Go on.
I am very happy about a certain black girl that I've released that she's coming with an album.
I'm so happy.
I'm just like, girl, give me the single now.
No, you have to wait.
Give me the thing.
I want an album. I have waited, yeah? God bless her. She has gone through trauma. So, if you listen to last week, we will know that Nick doesn't like to give you context. He just likes to speak. So, I'll give you the context. So, Nomani has released that her debut album is about to be released after 4 or 5 years of singles disappearing, starting, not starting, appearing on other people's records, disappearing, doing 1-2 wine and a split in rap videos, disappearing. Because what we found out recently is we knew that her mum was sick and diagnosed with cancer. And then halfway through the release or the start off of the recording of the album, her mum's cancer came back. And just after the mum was re-diagnosed with cancer, her dad was also diagnosed with cancer as well. So it's been a double whammy for her. And yeah, also you have to remember, put this in context, that Nomani is a survivor of the Hurricane Katrina as well. That's a lot of trauma that this girl's gone through, as well as trying to record her debut album. So we're finally at a point in which she can release music. So I want her to take her time. And I want her to release it properly, because you've had enough time now. I need a bashment song. I need an Afrobeat song. I need a house track. I need 3 pop tracks. Yeah, so that's at least 5 songs that I can wind to. You get 1 song where you prove you can sing, yeah? And you get 2 songs where you can have whatever cheap rapper is available for you this week, yeah? So that's 7 songs, and then you get 3 songs to do whatever you want and set the mood of the album. And then on the deluxe edition, I want 1 song with at least Megan Thee Stallion or Doja Cat on a remix, so that you can have them be in the video. And then another song to close out the album with Cardi B. Yes?
Cool. Yeah.
Anything else?
I know.
Did I miss anything?
No.
I don't want.
Also,
I don't want any of your girls from Fifth Harmony to appear anywhere near your records.
I was not going to say that. I don't want the girls nearby.
No. Especially not Camila Cabello. Yeah. She can sit down in a corner somewhere, right? With her gay boyfriends of whatever season we're in. And I would like, if possible, I would like a Missy Elliott Nomani collaboration just for the video.
Oh my God, imagine.
Or maybe, this is pushing it, yeah? Like, You know how we did Lonely Marmalade last week, yeah? Could you imagine a new version of Lonely Marmalade with Normani, Victoria Monet, yeah, and Ariana Grande?
Oh my god, imagine.
That was slap.
I'm ready. I'm just ready. I feel like also, Normani, I know you're probably listening, but let me tell you. I do not want any of your previous releases on this album. I just want a fresh music. I don't want any singles that we already know because it just won't work for me. Like, Motivation was years ago.
Yeah, like, this is why I said Motivation was years ago. I need another banger like Motivation, yeah? And I need you to be doing it in the video like you were doing it in Motivation.
Mm-hmm. And also, I just know for the fact the rollout for this is going to be disgusting. Do you know why? Normani's choreographer, oof.
Sean Bankhead,
ooh, baby. Sean Bankhead is the money maker.
Right now he is
doing Tate McRae and Cardi's not doing anything, but he's doing Tate McRae at the minute. So I just know when you're ready to roll on, he's going to...
Oh, my mama.
Oh, correct.
Yes.
Call me Oma Mama.
There you are.
Oma. Aleph. Fly,
Alec,
good.
Anyway.
Did you not go to that concert, by the way, Victoria Monet?
No, because I was ill.
Oh, no.
I was very, very ill.
I couldn't get tickets. It was sold out by the time I even blinked. I was like,
no, so this is the thing, right? Friends of this podcast, I want to go to see Girls Aloud, and none of these bitches want to go. So if you want to go to see Girls Aloud with me, DM me in my inbox. Yeah, I will pay for the tickets because this brown girl and this other sister say they're too good to see Girls Aloud. There's a
brown girl in the ring.
You can try la-la-la-la all you want. I want something kind of ill. I'm very upset.
A brown girl in the ring. Sha-la-la. And she looks like a sugar on a
plate. I might call your friend, you know. I might actually call your Manchester girls and be like, hey, Nick doesn't want to go. I want to go to see Girls Aloud.
Wow.
Let's go.
Wow. She is calling me out.
Well, no. We've had time to organise and then we haven't organised. And then you're going to do what you did, like Little Mix, and then get your radio contacts to get you some tickets on the sly. And they'll be like, hey, girl. I'm at Girls Aloud. How are you? And I'll be like, what? This is what Nick does, he uses his radio contacts, secretly, undercover. You're like, Nick, what are you doing tonight? Oh, I don't really know, I'll be staying in, I'll have a little bottle of wine, a little movements and stuff, a little mood music, a little sat, and then you'll be like, 10 minutes later, you'll see on Instagram, I'm out with the boys, we go together loud, we're living our best lives.
No, I haven't got free tickets yet, but I will.
I know you will.
Right. It's another day. It's done. Look at that. We've done a half an hour of content already. Look at that. Look at us. Never missing an episode, no matter who is in the hot seat this week.
Yeah. You know what, right? Someone said to me that it's the other day that it's time that you brought back the back of the bus. And as once again, I would like to say to the fans of the podcast, if you would like to hear an episode of The Back of the Bus, please feel free to write in your dilemmas to DanJamesLDN at Instagram.
Correct.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Or Nick Charles, or It's Nick Charles at Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Label your dilemma with The Back of the Bus episode.
We would love to know.
And we would love to answer your question for you. Yes.
I miss the mess. I'm not going to lie, I do miss the mess. We've had some messy questions on this
podcast.
Yeah,
but this is the thing about it. I don't know why people are asking me, because I have no control over it. Like, if you want it, send your questions in. Like, we can only do what you do. If you really want it, But remember, wanty-wanty, and you just can't get it, but you just don't want it. So be careful what you wish for. Yes? Cool. Do you want to close out the show, babes?
Yes. Well, thank you, Seb, for joining us for another episode of The Hot Mess. As per usual, this has been Nick Charles and Seb Sebastian Edwards. You can find Seb at 140% fitness, and you can find her on the Kinky Black and Bold.
Oh, Brad, you always mess that up. It's Black, Bold and Kinky. As in BBK, not BBC. Ooh. Okay. Ooh. Yes.
Oh. So you are the BBC with a BBK podcast.
I am the BBK, not the BBC. Never have, never will be. Never 1, 2, 3, or 4. I am BBK. Yeah, cool.
Come on, Burger. You can find me. Come on, Burger K.
You can also find me at SebEdPT on Instagram. That's such an idiot.
Come on, BK. Can I get a whopper with that kinky?
I've been a whopper.
Right, let's get out of here. Bye, girlies. Thanks for watching Love Wrong Games with me and Seb. We'll see you soon. Bye.
Bye, people.
Not the BK.
Always the BK, babes.
Thanks. Not the BKs.
Yeah, it happened to me. This weekend, I had, oh my God, I didn't realize it was going to be so big. Well, what can you do? That's why I say, once you want it, but you just got getty, but you just don't want it. Careful what you wish for. Sometimes your bottom is your arsehole, your eyes are bigger than your hell. Anyway.
Let me get out of here. Bye.
Bye.